Welcome to the first segment or session of the Drumoscopy video podcast. I am going to be going through the deeper aspects of drumming. I'll be talking about things in kind of a scientific way. If you have that kind of mind, this is for you. If you don't, and you just like to bang away on your drums and hit the drum all day, then this is probably not for you. But I am Ty Steele. I am founder of the Drumoscopy. I have a my own curriculum, the Ultimate Drum Kit Learning Method, which you can find on the web, which I will give to you at the end of this this podcast. I also am the founder of the Ty Steele Band, and I have that as well, and I will show you that when we are done. And what we're going to be doing is basing a lot of what we talk about off of the inner game of drumming. That's where I really renovated my drumming, because it really drumming, as well as a lot of instruments are, is something that comes from your mind. Barry Green wrote this in 1986, The Inner Game of Music. So this is my subtitle, The Inner Game of Drumming. If you read The Inner Game of Music by Barry Green, that was 1986, and it is life-changing. I will put this, I will list a little information in the description box. I'll put the ISBN in there so you can look it up. And I promise you, you will not regret spending the time on it. I will also link to all my other video platforms and to the UDKLM lesson video for today. That is, we have the Ultimate Drum Kit Learning Method is UDKL. So UDKLM.com. We're going to show you that in a minute. I consider this also my ministry. So as well as an educational outlet, I consider this something to serve my community. And you don't have to be religious. I'm not. I'm one of those who have a strong relationship with my Savior, and I am proud to say so, and I'm outspoken about it. If you are, I appreciate you. And if you are not, I appreciate you. This is not, Christianity is not exclusive. It is completely inclusive. Unlike what you may have been taught. So we're going to have a quick 10-15 second prayer. If you want to skip it, I understand. Lord Jesus, thank you for this time to reach out to other people. And I want to, I hope that what I have to say today is going to somehow inspire somebody else. Lord, keep your spirit in our words and in our thoughts and protect us all. Amen. Now, I'm going to give you a few of my credentials, my street creds, if you will. I am an Atlanta musician. I have been performing since 2012, although 2020 was kind of a screw-up for a lot of drummers out here. The industry has taken a big hit. I have been a full-time musician, a band manager, a band owner several times, owned many bands, Green Day Tribute, Tool Tribute. I consider myself a top industry drummer. I'm not your standard drummer. And I am also a martial arts defense instructor. You can look us up at redphoenixmaa.com, and I'll show you that as well. I am a former Marine sergeant. I was a veteran of the first Gulf War. I was in the infantry at the time as a comm guy. For those who were in the Marines, I was a 2531. Okay, I'm a published author as well, and I have a Master of Divinity, Master of Arts and Religion from Liberty Theological Seminary. And that is the introduction to what we're doing. So this is the first episode. I thank you for joining us, and I'm going to try to keep it short, although we have so much to talk about. In the future, I will be bringing people on, people who you know, people who you may not know. but I'm trying to do something different here. From an educational perspective, I very much enjoy teaching. I do teach for a living, and I probably don't have as many students as some, but I'm fortunate enough to have more than I would anticipate having gone through all this for the past year. And luckily, we're doing everything remote now, as I imagine you are. And I think that's the way things should be going for the future. Not because I'm afraid of any virus, because I am not. And I don't think you should be either. Okay, so things you can expect from here. We may be doing in the future. Interviews. We may be doing album reviews. We may be doing famous drummer analysis. Step-by-step learning. We're going to be doing general discussions as well. And please interact with me. If you have this on YouTube or whatever the platform is where you're responding to, you're watching me on, send me your questions and your comments. I do have a belief that you leave your ego at the door. So any egotistical statements will be considered shills, and you will be ejected promptly. We don't do that here. Okay, now, today's subject is triples and quads. We'll do quints some other time. For those of you who have done marching band, you may have heard quads and quints in a different respect. But we're talking about playing quads and quints. But today we're going to do triples and quads. It is basically a series of hand and foot combinations. There's really only six possible triples using those hand and foot combinations, and really only four possible quads, only because you have four notes, there's only four places to put a note. You have a right and a left on your hands and a right and a left on your feet. Or if you do doubles on your one foot, that's kind of the same thing. So we have a quad being four notes and a triple being three notes. Well, why do I call it a triple instead of the common triplets? Well, that's a really good question, and I get some feedback that isn't so kind sometimes about simple things like that. You would think that it wouldn't matter, but it does. Call me a grammar Nazi, but a triplet is a ratio, much like a quadruple is a ratio. So if you look at sheet music, you'll see that sheet music has a little line over top of, let's say, three eighth notes. And that line, little bracket over top, has a three. Well, that's a ratio. It means there are three notes for every, in this case, quarter note, because you have three eighth notes. Now, three eighth notes fit into one quarter note as a triplet. That's a triplet. A triple is different. You have a single. And here we go, grammar Nazi OCD time, or CDO for you super Nazis. You have a single, a double, a quad, and a quint, etc. Where the tuple, that is, we have quadruple and quintuple and quintuple and sextuple, and the tuple is Latin, meaning ordered sequence or elements. Drumming is math, guys. We've heard this. Drumming is math. Of course, it's also geometry if you use your inner mind, your inner eye. So we're going to be turning to my book. If you do not have my book, which I relatively suspect you do not, it is in section 4.5, and I will be displaying it for you here. This is, boom, a triple. This is my list of triples. I'm going to explain why there's only possible six. And this is where I completely geek out. And some of you might enjoy this. All right. Now, we have only three possible slots. Now, let's back up a little bit. You can see the three here. This three is the ratio that I'm telling you about. I could put a five there if I wanted to, and that would mean that five of these notes, five of these 16th notes, would fit into one eighth note. This is 2-4. If this was 4-4, that would be, those would be eighth notes, of course. But they're 16th notes now, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4 eighth notes. 1 and 2 and. All right, so in each eighth note, you have 3 16th notes, and that's why it's a ratio. So what I'm going to be showing you here is a video of me playing this. I'm going to be going through some of them in the video. I don't think I'm going to go through all of them. But we have beginning on, I put the hi-hat foot right there. That's the bottom hi-hat foot where that X is. And in case you're not familiar with drum music, that is a snare, that is a kick, and that is a hi-hat foot. I can't stress that enough. My students, I say it all the time. I say hi-hat and they use their hand. I say hi-hat foot and they use their hand. So hi-hat foot, your left foot if you're right-handed. Okay, we're going to go with the snare on each eighth note. This is only one way to play it. The only other variant is instead of two kicks and one snare, you have two snares and one kick. And of course, we just move that kick around. You only have three places for it. You have 1, 2, and 3. All right. And what we're going to do now is we're going to move this aside. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and play this and let you watch it. I might stop it because I would probably want to interject my opinion. Imagine that from a teacher. Here we go.
Okay, today we're going to talk about triples and quads. There are 6 total triples and 4 total quads. We're only going to do today 2 triples and 1 quad.
All right, now I'm going to bring those back in for you so you can see. Those are the quads. All right, and these are the triples, and I'm going to shrink that a little bit so you can kind of follow along. Okay, and over on this side you will get to see my foot, so I'm going to kind of move this aside a little bit there. Okay, and we'll bring that back in.
I'm going to go over the basics with you, and then we're going to go slowly into it. And then we're going to pick up the tempo a little bit. Always, always, always practice slowly.
Because slow makes smooth and smooth makes fast. You will learn faster if you practice slowly.
If you get your muscle memory down, then it will follow that you can do it naturally at a higher speed. So practice slowly. So having said that, watch my feet. For the first one of the book, if you don't have the book, I'll display it over here. Okay? The first one is... Now you can traverse the drum kit. But you got to keep that hi-hat going. Got to keep that hi-hat going. Right? Very slowly now. We add the sticks to it. Okay, and you go around the kit. Left, right, left. Left, right, left. Now, if you're a lefty, simply invert everything I'm telling you to do for the sticking. So you do left-handed first, whatever. The second set, which you'll see in the book, is number 4. This is right-left kick. This is another triple. So it's...
So for you guys who have visual and not just listening to audio, what we just did was this one here, this first measure here, and then we also did this second measure here. There's a reason I didn't go through all of them, because it just takes too long.
Very easy, but again, the hi-hat is following the right hand. easy, right? Again, we go over the go across the drum kit. Most people have three toms. If you don't, you only have two, that's fine. You can work out a different chord, different combination. But I'm going to go snare, high, mid, low. All right? And we work that out very slowly. When you're comfortable, then you pick up the tempo. You see what the feet are doing there. The first one, the feet were doing, now they're doing dut, 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 dut. Again, there are six total. I won't go over all of them today. Now in quads, you're gonna want to work with this, what you just did, which was right, left, kick, right, left, kick, right, left, kick. But now we're not doing triples. Now we're doing quads. So every single downbeat is four beats. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? We're doing right, right, left, kick, kick. Right, left, kick, kick. Right, left, kick, kick. Right, left, kick, kick. This is for beginners. All right, it's not for your advanced guys. You know this already. Very good. Very good. Now, if you need to stop this and pause this video, that's what you do.
All right, yep, that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting you to stop this thing at any time and try what you just saw me do. Once you get at the point where you think that you are comfortable with it, then come back to this, okay?
You pause the video, you try it, you come back. I want to make sure you have this, though. High, mid, low. High, mid, low.
Now you'll see that I'm using a foot technique there that you don't know yet is the heel toe.
Okay.
All right. Now that we are done with that, we will be going to the next thing pretty soon. But that is the basics. Now, I don't want you to get confused when we talk about quads and triples and stuff. This is often confused. These techniques are often confused with gospel drumming, which is a unique way of banging out triples and quads. There really isn't any other way to describe that I can think of. So gospel drumming is its own style. It's very unique. It's its own thing. But I think a lot of drummers are confused that this is not used in just that style. It's used in every style of music. I mean, well, obviously with limitations, we ain't using it in country. That would probably get you fired really fast. But you'll use it in just about everything else. But like anything, when you use these, it has to be rhythmic. If it's not rhythmic, it can't be in free time. I mean, that's just flailing. It has to be rhythmic. You have to use this in time. That's why the hi-hat foot is so important. So let me bring this back up here again, all right, so you can see these. I'll stretch these out a little bit so you can see them. This one here, you can see, hang on, get this straight. There we go. Yeah, okay, good. All right, now, on the triples, you can see right here that we have the hi-hat foot basically keeping you on the rails. Now, if you can learn all six of these, I always tell my students, if you can learn all six of these, that is fantastic, and then get comfortable with them. You saw me moving around the drum kit. Now, they're written in snare, and that's how you learn them. But you go from that to using other tom and other tom and snare combinations. You can use a closed hi-hat. You can use a number of things. And this will get us into linear drumming eventually, which is probably the next thing I'd like to talk about next episode. But this is quads, and you can see where the hi-hat foot is controlling, you know, where your bottom is right there, you know, where your downbeat is. You need to be able to be, in order to be efficient with these are, you need to be able to traverse any one of these from any one of these. There's ways to do that. These last two quads are inverted. So I want you to learn all of these right here. Every one of these things, okay? And once you learn them, then you go on to my next session, episode, if you want to call it, to we're going to be doing linears. And linears are based off of these skills. So do these, learn these. And I know you can. I'm telling you that if you learn slowly, if you practice slowly, you will learn quickly. And that's what I try to emphasize with everyone. And it has to be metronomic. Absolutely, it needs to be metronomic. You cannot learn these things without that hi-hat foot. You've got to keep that foot down, and if you can do it, get a click going and make that click your best friend in the world. Stick right to it. Okay, now we're going to move on here. I'm going to clear these off the screen, and we're going to be going to this right here, and there's some extras. I want to show you how this is utilized. It's utilized, and I'm not playing in an advanced way here at all. This is maybe intermediate. I just want you to see how it's used. Now, before I continue this one, I want you to see that I kind of did a combination of right, left, kick, kick there, and I know that's not written down. More advanced. I'm inverting it now. See where the hi-hat landed? All right. Obviously there was some talking in there that I didn't do. Okay, now we're going to go to the next thing, which is all about where you can find me. I do give drum lessons. I hear my websites. I'm going to start with this website here. And on the main page, this is where you're going to land. You're going to see videos of myself, what I'm doing, you know, what I've done. You can see, you know, where these are a lot of YouTube videos here. And very loud stuff. And then what you do is you go to rates right there. And you go down to drum lessons, okay? And then you hit click pay, click here, this link to pay now. And what that does is set you up right here for 30 minutes. And I also have optional 60-minute lessons. And if that's what you need, just contact me. And you just fill that in, and that's that. Okay, we're going to close that window. And also from here, you can go My Teaching Curriculum. You click on this. And what it does is it brings up this website, the Ultimate Drum Kit Learning Method. Little introduction video there. I published this back in 2015, and I had a lot of help, but it took me about a year. And what I had done is decided to compile all the stuff that I had been carrying around with me in a folder that I'm sure you instructors know what I'm talking about, and you keep having to print stuff out, keep having to, you know, do it over again. I said, you know, screw that. I'm actually just going to make a book. And it was self-published through Amazon. I prefer you not to buy it from Amazon, if at all possible. Just pay me with it and the wait for it. And, of course, the way you do that is buy directly from me. So you go to purchase right there, and you go buy directly from me. And you can go to Amazon. That's the book. There's also two discs, okay? And I'm going to show you real quick how to get to those. But you go here and buy directly from me, and it takes you, again, right here. And it gives you that. You fill that out, and that's that. Now, there are discs. Now, what those do is those are DVDs if you ever need the hard copy. And you can buy those from Amazon. I don't really sell them here. I'd prefer you just to go to, and there's curriculum here too if you need all this stuff. Great website. You go there. And what this does is this brings you to Daily Motion. And Daily Motion has all of our, everything that I've been doing. You go to curriculum, okay? And under curriculum, I can pause on that. There's an explosive. Okay, so we go down to, you see they're all 2.5, 2.7, 3.6, and we go to this one. And this is what you'll, you can just watch. And I'm going to skip a little bit so that you can see me actually playing this without all that daggum noise. And it's really from the top side. I did this like 5 years ago, remember. And you can see I'm switching hands there, and that was on purpose. Now this is the third line. And that's not written down here yet. We're getting to that. I'm going through the entire book is what I'm doing. And you will see that. Single paradiddle in triplet form. Now those are in a dotted A's form. Don't worry about that yet. I'm just kind of improvising. And this is how you can use them. You know, I'm just combining things now. That's more advanced stuff, and we'll get into that later. You just listen to the hi-hat. All right, and I think we're going to get into the quads now, if I remember correctly. That's Quince. Okay. Well, it does get complicated. And, yeah, that's where it gets a little more complicated. You're not going to be doing a whole bunch of that stuff for a long while. All right. That's enough for now for that. All right, there's a lot more to it. As you can see, I'm kind of done, but there's a lot more to it. For this whole website, you can just go through this whole thing. Everything's there. All right, that's enough of that. So what I'd like to do is make sure that you visit that website, and I'll be very glad if you would like to take some lessons from me. There's no contract, no nothing. It's just we go month to month. So that's all I needed to tell you there. Now, I'm going to be uploading this not only to YouTube, but I'm going to upload it to Rumble and BitChute and every other platform I can possibly conceive of. Plus, I'm going to put it on, if I can, some podcasting like BeanPod or something like that. I don't necessarily think SoundCloud is going to work, but I might consider it. So what I'd like you to do, please support me by hitting that little subscribe button or like or plus for Rumble or whatever it is and share it. Just share it. That's going to help me out a great deal. Now, if you don't hit that subscribe, I don't care if you hit subscribe so much, but if you don't hit that like, you're not feeding the algorithms. If you hit like, then my stuff gets more visibility. So please do that and it'll help me a lot. So you're going to be helping my drumming ministry, if you will, by sharing this, and we are all in this together. We're all one big happy musical family, and we got to support one another. Please also visit this site right here. This is my newest album. I've got two albums. You can see here. The last one was Double Exposure back in 2016. And I would like you to please, please at least listen to it. You can buy it on Bandcamp, and you can buy it on iTunes. You can listen to it on these if you have streaming. You can listen to it there. I've got it on a YouTube. And you can just go down this thing and kind of learn about the whole song. It's a lot of reading. I know, it's crazy. But I put everything I had into it for 3.5 years. So having said that, sign up for lessons. And, you know, I told you how to do that. Sign up for lessons if you're interested. And I will be seeing you later. That's, to me, this is everything. I love drumming. I simply love drumming. This is everything. So you guys, please do me the favor of supporting me, and I will return the favor. I will always interact. All right? You have a good one.